an outstanding group of decisions, I think, that was made. A lot of decisions were made, too. There wasn't too much left out there.
Donald Trump on Air Force One flying home from South Korea. We'll have more of that story later. Also on our radar today, Mozambique's $50 billion gas project, which is well positioned to double the size of the economy, has hit another brick wall. After just over the weekend, we're expecting that a force majeure, which had been imposed since 2021, had been lifted. And then, well, the results from Microsoft, Meta, Alphabet, and a very surprised investment into rural KZN shopping centers. Two shopping centers, 675 million rand. That's a vote of confidence. But let's go into our top story of the day, and that is to do with the gas fields in Mozambique. Now, these are the second biggest in the world behind Qatar, and when they were discovered, evoked a lot of excitement and a lot of interest from multinational oil and gas players. In particular, ExxonMobil, which has announced a 30 billion rand investment, and Total, which together with the Mozambican National Oil Company and a Japanese company, Mitsui, are investing $20 billion. These plants, well, certainly the French one or the French-led one, were supposed to come on stream many years ago. In 2018, the French were expecting that they would be pumping out their first LNG, which is the condensed gas that can then be transported around the world. Well, that hasn't happened. And the reason for this has been problems coming from attacks by Islamic groups. The most recent of these was in 2021. That led to a number of deaths when the militarists entered the port city where the Total project is being built, and all the workers fled and have only recently gone back. Well, over the weekend, there was very good news, and this is the way that Mozambican television announced it.
The consortium led by Total Energies lifted the force majeure status on the Mozambique natural gas project in Afungi, 4.5 years after it was suspended due to terrorist attacks in Cabo Delgado. The decision unblocks Mozambique's largest energy project and revives expectations for growth in the national economy, and is expected to be officialized in the coming days. Force majeure was lifted on Mozambique's LNG after the government agreed to Total Energies' terms. The historic decision comes after Total Energies CEO Patrick Pone reached an agreement with President Daniel Francisco de Chapo on the additional costs of the project's long shutdown. The additional costs accumulated during the shutdown are estimated at approximately US$4.5 billion as of April 2021.
Well, there's been a lot of negotiations going on between Total and the Mozambican government, but eventually they got to an agreement on that $4.5 billion being the cost of the force majeure. Force majeure is when there are aspects beyond your control that stop you from doing business. And in this case, it was the militarists. However, the good news hasn't lasted very long. The Financial Times of London reported this morning that ExxonMobil is pulling its people out again. This after there were growing calls from activists about these projects in the Cabo Delgado region, which is in the north of Mozambique. Those activists include ALED and Oxfam. The problem was exacerbated when a proposed press conference yesterday in the head office of ExxonMobil in Houston, Texas, was cancelled. This was to be a press conference announcing the go-ahead of the project. So things are not happening the way they should have happened. Certainly, it does appear that even though the Mozambican government has been putting in its own troops and done a deal with the Rwandan Defense Force, nothing is blocking the militarists. And one of the most recent events was when a Rwandan security guard was beheaded in his home by the militarists just around the corner from where the projects are. We'll be watching that story because it has great relevance for South Africa. It's estimated that somewhere around 10,000 to 12,000 South Africans would be working on those projects, artisans, engineers, skilled people. And on the other hand, the flood of Mozambicans into South Africa, illegal immigration, has been accelerating in recent years. With these two projects, that could be reversed, because if you double the size of the economy, there is a trickle-down effect for everybody in the country. And that is one of the upsides for South Africa. We'll be watching the Mozambican gas situation with great attention.
This is where the unthinkable happened. They just came here and took his car.
No. I sold it to them. What's this?
It's crime scene tape. Did they pay you at least?
Within 15 minutes, money was in my account.
Were you happy with the number they brought you?
I got almost the same price as what I paid for the car. Everything was easy, everything was painless.
Well, there you have it, South Africa. With We Buy Cars, you won't come short. How tall are you really?
1.93.
We Buy Cars, the easiest way to sell your car by far.
When you have a look at what's going on in the world right now, certainly as far as the economy is concerned, you've got these two heavyweights duking it out. On the one hand, Donald Trump trying to make America great again. On the other hand, President Xi of China not wanting China to give up any of the benefits that it has achieved since joining the World Trade Organization a couple of decades ago. Well, China's been the big winner over that period. But there is a fresh wind blowing through the White House, and Donald Trump imposed a tariff of 145% on all Chinese goods, to which Beijing responded by imposing a tariff of 125% on all American goods. This threatened to derail the, up until now, very good trade negotiations and relationships between the United States and China. And so Donald Trump flew to South Korea, as did President Xi, and they had their first in-person meeting in the last, well, since 6 years ago. And this in-person meeting, to all intents and purposes, has actually removed the barb of antagonism between the two parties and is cause for great concern, not just for Chinese and Americans, but also for others around the world. Because if they can defuse, if the two heavyweights can defuse their match, well, it can only be good for the world as a whole. Let's have a look at how Donald Trump regarded this meeting, which he described as on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is the highest. It came in at 12.
Good to meet you.
Good to see you again.
Me too.
And we're going to have a very successful meeting, I have no doubt. But he's a very tough negotiator. That's not good. We know each other well.
I thought it was an amazing meeting. He's a great leader of a very powerful, very strong country, China. And what can I say? We have, it was an outstanding group of decisions, I think, that was made. A lot of decisions were made, too. There wasn't too much left out there. And we've come to conclusion on many very important points, and we'll be handing that to you in a little while. There was a lot of different things, many of them very important.
Well, amongst those very important things, the Americans have been threatening not to let China have semiconductors, and particularly the top-end semiconductors. And China has retaliated by saying America cannot have rare earths. Rare earths are what you need for the AI boom. Semiconductors are what you need for everything in the world at the moment. So it is, well, a very good day, at least on the surface. Also, it's been a big day for global markets, with earnings from three of the Magnificent Seven coming through overnight: Microsoft, Alphabet, and Meta. The message couldn't be clearer. Artificial intelligence is no longer just a buzzword. It's driving growth and it's fueling enormous spending. First up, Microsoft, the clear star of the show. The company smashed expectations, powered by a surge in its Azure cloud business. The magic ingredient: artificial intelligence. Microsoft's multi-billion dollar bet on OpenAI, the owner of ChatGPT, is also paying off as its co-pilot tools gained huge traction, boosting both cloud and Office 365 revenues for the company. Alphabet, Google's parent, turned in what has been described as mixed results. Search and YouTube advertising stayed strong, but all eyes were on Google Cloud. Its growth was steady, but it lagged Microsoft's explosive gains. It raised some concerns that while Google leads in AI research, it still finds its footing hard to get in AI monetization. And then there's Meta. The Facebook parent beat expectations on revenue thanks to AI improving and targeting, but investors weren't cheering. Meta warned of sharply higher costs as it pours tens of billions into AI infrastructure and keeps funding big losses in its Reality Labs metaverse division. Locally, Fairvest has announced a 675 million rand acquisition of shopping centers in Jasini and Tugela Ferry in rural KwaZulu-Natal. It's a clear vote of confidence in the spending power of social grant receivers. The land is owned by the Ingonyama Trust. ShopRite is the anchor tenant in both centers. Well, thanks for being with us today. We'll be back again on Monday. Until then, cheerio.